This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Joe Lewis, the new baseball coach at Saugus High School, a native out of Peabody, high school graduate of Peabody High School, went on to play baseball at UMass Lowell, graduating in 1990, and also signing on with the Red Sox organization, spending 3 or 4 years with them. And Joe, welcome. Good to be talking with you here, and congratulations on the new position at Saugus.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me tonight. I'm happy to talk about the program and the new experience I'm going to be having in the town.
Now, tell us about we're going to dive back and get some background on you here in just a moment, but tell me about the connection that kind of got you to Saugus for that baseball opening, if you will.
Well, for the last couple of years, I've actually been looking for a place to start up coaching in the high school level, being from Peabody, and just recently with Coach Frecker moving over to Marlin Catholic, the Saugus position did open up, and that's something that has always been known as a great program. Steve's always done a great job there over the past 3 years, so it was kind of very interesting when I saw that, and I put my name in and went through the process and got to meet a lot of the administrative people, a lot of the teachers, a lot of the people in the athletics department, and it was really welcoming to do that, Bill. You know, they brought me in with open arms, you know, showed me around the school, showed me the players, talked to the players, and it was really nice, and I felt at home once I went over there.
All right, I want to jump back a few years here, a few decades here, if we might, Joe, and tell me about your years at Peabody High School. You graduated in 85 there, and what was high school baseball like at Peabody High back then? Not that I don't go back further than you, Joe. So don't take that the wrong way.
No, not a problem. Well, Coach Rick Sapienza was my coach, and you know, Peabody High, you know, was in the GBL, so it was a very, very tough league. Always competitive every single game. I really started playing as a catcher in my sophomore, junior, and senior year, and became captain going into my senior year, and worked at the position with legends like Davey Betancourt, his brother Bobby Betancourt. They were teaching me the game back then and really, really taught me the right way to play the game to open up an opportunity to go off to college. And one day, Pat Conrad, who is a former UMass Lowell player and a Peabody High player, contacted Jim Stone at UMass Lowell, came out and watched me at Arlington High School, and that set up the next 4 years of my career to go up to UMass Lowell and play at a very high Division II level program that we went to the NCAAs 3 out of the 4 years that I was there. And really had a great experience. And another person that I did play with was Rich Gedman's brother. He was also there in the program from Worcester, Paul Gedman. Right. So that was a nice guy to learn how to learn the position also.
Was he a catcher as well, Joe?
Yes. Oh. Yes, he was a catcher. He was my captain coming in as a freshman. So it was nice to have someone like that to learn the game from. You know, and an interesting story was back in 1986 when the Red Sox were in the World Series, here I am watching game six with Paul Gedman, Rich Gedman's brother, who's catching behind home plate in that series. So, you know, it was an interesting night to just tell you that.
No, no doubt. And so from UMass Lowell on to signing with the Red Sox and played some minor league baseball with them. So tell me about that experience. And you were there for like I said, what, 3 4-year seasons?
Yes. I was there for 3 years. After playing at UMass Lowell, I was being scouted by Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, the Red Sox. And I think being a local guy, the Red Sox really got to see me a lot more than everybody else, and they came to me after the 1990 season and offered me a free agency contract to play in the Red Sox organization, and it was nice for that to happen, too, because a couple of my friends, John Spencer, who was former UMass Lowell player, was already in the organization, and also a bunch of other guys that were from the local area. So, you know, it was a nice place to end up because I already had a lot of friends there already. So it was really good. A kid, Scott Powers, too, from Brandeis, who ended up going down there. And, you know, there I learned a real lot. You know, playing 120 games a year for 3 years in a row. My catching coach and coach at Lynchburg, Virginia, was Gary Allenson and Jim Bibby. Then Buddy Bailey, who ended up being a bench coach with the Sox organization later in his career, was one of my coaches 1 year. So, you know, the names I can go on and on about, but, you know, it was a great experience in my life that, you know, I enjoyed very much and learned a lot about the game.
The other thing, too, I want to point out to our listeners, Joe, is that, you know, you never went away from baseball because you've involved with the business Extra Innings up there in Middleton on 114. And from there, you're kind of, I may be describing this wrong, but you're kind of in charge of you were in charge of the baseball, obviously the coaching, the organizing of the coaching and the clinics and all of that. And, you know, what kind of put Extra Innings on the map, you started that all. And of course, you're still involved with that too. What do I have wrong? And maybe you can fill me in on some additional details there.
Well, thanks, Bill. Yeah, you know, you have it about right. I mean, after I did leave the Red Sox organization, I came back and became the pitching and catching coach at UMass Lowell on the Jim Stone for another 5 years and was playing, coaching at a very high level with players that also went off to play pro ball because we were playing in tournaments every single year, NCAA tournaments, Guy Mark DeShane's, Ryan Carney. So that kept me in the game and led me into the business that I did open up 21 years ago because I had such a love of the game and I was doing camps and clinics in Peabody. I partnered up with Rob Nash, who went to Bishop Fenwick and was from Peabody, and he was doing camps and clinics also. And we came together and opened up a batting cage in Danvers for 2 years first in 1996 and 97. And then after that, we moved to our current location in Middleton, Mass., and we've been there since 1998. When I got out of coaching at UMass Lowell, I was able to be at the facility more often, coach a lot of the local kids over the past 20 years, how many names I can't even say from St. John's Prep or Danvers or from Salem or Masco. Or Lynn Classical, Marblehead, Swampscott that have come to my location and end up, you know, playing at all these high school level teams. So, you know, I've seen them all. I've been in the game. You know, I still organize all the camps and clinics. I still teach the instructors that come into my facility today and also go to coaching clinics around the country, like down in Mohican Sun every spring, every January. The New England Coaches College Convention.
Yeah.
So I've stayed in the game. I have not got out of the game. I love the game. And, you know, getting back to this coaching level is just kind of a right time at this point in my career to get back to where I really started is with coaching. So it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be an enjoyable year, and I'm excited to get started.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. I just want to follow up a couple other things, Joe. I happen to have a lot of respect for catchers and their perspective on the game because I don't think there's a position in baseball that you're in on every single play, every single setup to a play, the follow-up to the play, the strategies, and the eyeballs to see all the things that are going out on the field at the same time, more or less, than the position of catching. And I am surprised in a way there aren't more so-called managers or coaches coming out of that position. Does that sound right to you or not? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I think Socha, that the California Angels coach, has been there and has been so successful. But you hit the nail right on the head that, you know, I'm the catcher is the general on the team. You know, he sees everything that's happening. If it's the base runner's taking the lead behind your first baseman, yeah. Or, you know, where your center field is setting up for the type of pitch you're going to call. Also making sure everybody knows the outs in the game and what the count is. You know, looking actually on the on-deck circle to see who's coming up next. You know, if you have a right-handed batter and might be able to pitch around them.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the guys in the field are just basically, you know, looking in at the pitcher, looking at the catcher, taking the signs, getting ready for the next pitch. But, you know, part of me being a catcher and catching bullpens also, you know, seeing how that pitcher is landing on his front foot, making sure he's getting his elbow up above his shoulder, has really helped me, you know, learn a lot and be able to now help out all these younger players that I've been helping out over the years. And then also just helping out catchers, these young ages. You know, everything I hear all the time is, you know, everybody's maybe been an infielder or an outfielder or they've hitted, but none of the fathers or coaches have really been catching coaches. So I get so many questions. You know, I don't know how to teach catching. I don't know how to teach catching. And catching is probably the most important part of the team. So I hope that's going to be one of my strengths that I can help my players with. I mean, I know it's going to be one of my strengths. I plan on having, hopefully, a great catching group of kids coming through Saugus, and then also pitchers, developing them with what I've learned over the years and working with the infielders and outfielders. Should hopefully, is definitely going to benefit them, become better ball players, you know, and have good high school careers. And if things work out the right way, the way I plan on doing it, I plan on trying to bring a professionalism to the program so that all these players, you know, if they do go off to college, they know what to expect. They're gonna be knowing how to handle themselves on college fields, you know, and professionally, if that ever happens. I played with Mike Soper back in the day also, back in 1986 and 87. We had a heck of a team at Wakefield Merchants. We had 8 out of the 9 players all got signed, Joey Vitiello and Andy Hartung. You know, the names, just Jeff Barton from Linfield went to San Francisco. Paul Kelleher, another catcher from Melrose. I mean, the names go on and on. I mean, we almost had a dream team that year. We were all in college, but, you know, playing with a bunch of players like that really is what I'm going to take and help out and teach the kids at Saugus High, just how to become professional, and hopefully the younger kids in the town, from Little League to Babe Ruth, you know, don't even think about going to another school. You know, I want them to think about coming to Saugus High, you know, and having you know, one town and one school all the time. You know, that's my goal of making a Saugus program, is that people just say, okay, I'm going to go play for Joe Lewis.
Well, sign me up. That's a championship name too, Joe Lewis. Even though you spelled it a little bit differently, but then the boxing champ. But it still sounds the same, right?
That's right. I got in a lot of trouble as a kid with that name too. You know, every time I had a substitute teacher, and the teacher would go around and ask everybody's names, and I'd say Joe Lewis, and they thought I was just joking around, and they'd say, okay, go to the principal's office.
Yeah, well, out of here, wise guy. Absolutely, yeah. Hey,
that's my name.
You told the whole story about going to Saugus and what you plan to do. I can't follow up on that, but I'm going to digress here for one last question to you. Minor league baseball, you know, it's got to be kind of a drag, but also a lot of fun. Do you have a strange story or something weird that happened in minor league baseball that you can share with us, you know, on the air here? You know what I'm saying? Interesting story, any fun story that you might have observed playing minor league baseball?
Well, you know, minor league baseball, you know, every day was exciting. You know, I was always happy to get up in the mornings. I was, you know, ready to play. You know, most of the times on spring training, you know, you'd practice 6 days a week and you'd have Sundays off. Well, I was the guy that would go down the field on Sundays because, believe it or not, the Dominican players never took a day off. And I would go on Sundays because I wanted to play some more, and they would always take me in with open arms. They'd bring me in. And with last name Lewis, they'd call me Luis. But I would be playing ball every Sunday morning when the other players had the day off, probably about 25 to 30 players, you know, with Santiago's and Gonzalez and Alvarez. And I had a blast with those guys. You know, it was really fun playing with people from different countries, different nationalities, and, you know, I learned, you know, línea means line drive in Spanish, you know, also like, you know, Pablo, the ball, give me the ball, you know. Yeah. So that was fun, and they really took me in, and then and that was a fun story, you know. And another time, I remember spring training, you know, we were it was a night off, and everybody was in Mo Vaughn's room, you know. Mo Vaughn at that time was just making it into the big leagues, but here I am just hanging out, you know, in the room, Mo Vaughn, four or five of the other players, and having a good time. So you know, there's nothing bad about playing that, and I know it's a dream of a lot of players, and hopefully I've been making some of those dreams come true in the past, you know, with kids like Matt Antonelli, Mark Shorey, you know, that have come through extra innings, and there's been a lot of other players that have come through extra innings who played minor league ball, you know, that's my goal, you know, going forward for the next 15 years at least. Try to develop some professional players and go from there.
No, and you can't, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. You can't take away a memory, as simple as it might be, given your moment in time, just to go into Mo Vaughn's room and spend some time there. I mean, you just can't take, you know, that's just incredible. You know, that's just one of those moments that you'll always remember as you do.
Actually, I have one more moment if you have time.
Yeah, I got time. Go ahead.
The strike year was, I think it was 1990 and 91, and I was playing in a big league spring training game. So I was catching Darryl Irvine, who was a split-fingered guy, and, you know, I come in and catch him, and, you know, I don't know where the ball is going to be going. Then he got racked up a little bit, you know, and after the game I just felt so bad. I asked him, hey, did I call any bad pitches or anything like that? He goes, no, not at all. That was just horrible today. And here's a guy who was in, like, 5 years in the big leagues at the time. And that same day before the game even started, here I am getting loose, and some guy comes walking out of the locker room and comes over there, and he says, hey, you want to play catch with me? And I said, sure. And knew who it was? It was Dwight Evans. Ooh. You know, I got to play long toss with Dwight Evans back then, you know. And at that time, he was, you know, he was at the end of his career. You know, I remember him, you know, back in Stockton, and I think it was 78. 79 80, you know, he was on those great teams with Jim Rice.
Yep.
And him to come over to me and just say, let's play catch, you know, it was something that I'll never forget either.
Great memories, absolutely. Now I'm getting discouraged because I never had those. That's fantastic. No.
Oh, Bill, I didn't want to do that.
No, I know.
Oh, this would be a good thing. That's good.
No, but they. Yeah. Well, Joe, again, congratulations to you. Best of luck in Saugus. And it sounds exciting. If I'm a Saugus High School student now and I'm hearing about this, it just sounds exciting. And I know the program did well before, but like I said, I have a lot of respect for catchers and what they can bring to the coaching aspects of the game, especially at any level, but especially, I'm sure, at the high school level.
Well, thank you. You know, I did get to meet a couple of the captains the other day, and they're all great gentlemen. You know, a couple of them is Jimmy Alcott, Mike Mabee, Brendan Ronan, and Nick Rasconi. Those are the four guys this year, and they're ready to get going. You know, having a new coach, you know, they loved Coach Frecker, and there's no, you know, they had a great 3 years with him, but I came in the other day and talked to them. And they told me that they're ready to go, and they're going to give 110%. And I'm looking forward to working with those players and those four to be my leaders. You know, and there's a lot of other people and players in the town that I'm going to get to meet in a few weeks on March 20th and go from there.
Gotcha. Well, there he is. Joe, hold on the line for a second here. But that's Joe Lewis, the new baseball coach at Saugus High School and from Extra Innings in Middleton. But, Joe, thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bill, and looking forward to catching up with you more.
Yep. Joe Lewis, the new baseball coach at Saugus High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO New Sports.